It's the Forgotten 45 show with Godfather Frederick. Grandfather Frederick. No, wait. DJ Frederick. It is indeed DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. In this season, we are exploring Forgotten 45s, 7-inch vinyl singles that you may not have heard the first time around when they were issued. And we're listening to music in all genres, 45s released from the 1950s to the present.
By the window in her chair.
That was Both Sides of a 45 by Bhagavad Gita, Long Hair Soulful, released on the Philips record label back in 1967. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
This is Bird Note. There's at least one bird that nearly everyone knows on sight. Toddlers, teens, millennials, seniors, and whether they live in the city or out in the country, they know this bird by his song.
La 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 la. Hear that tune? That means it's a nice day on Sesame Street.
Big Bird stands 8 feet 2 inches tall, with lemon-yellow feathers, pink legs, orange feet, and a long nose. Or is it a beak? He's been a Sesame Street celebrity since 1969, cutting a colorful figure for preschool fans and their parents across the world. Often found in the company of Snuffleupagus, when off-screen, he relaxes with his teddy bear, Radar, in a huge nest in back of a brownstone at 123 Sesame Street. When Big Bird first saw the alphabet, he thought it was one really, really long word. But that didn't slow him down. Just listen.
Whoa! Abkadefki, Jekyll, Monop, Quistu, Wixies. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen.
Abkadefki, Jekyll, Monop, Quistu, Wixies. Big Bird is really a big kid with a kind heart who makes friends everywhere he goes. He helps children feel okay about not knowing everything because Well, Big Bird is still figuring things out himself.
I wish I knew exactly what I mean.
For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
band called the Venus Flytrap with a scarce 45 that was released on Jaguar Records back in 1967. That's the B-side, tune called The Note. Before that, we heard Mr. Wes Montgomery with his version of Windy. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Rocket smoking, rocket smoking.
People dying, murder burning.
Bombs falling, children howling.
It's too
The Rainy Day Friends with Not Like Before. And before that, we heard The Soul Injection with Stay Off the Moon. Very scarce 45 that was released on the Accent label. And basically all I know is that that band is from L.A. So The Soul Injection, Stay Off the Moon. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back in a minute digging into the vinyl crates for your listening pleasure.
Here's a program from our archives.
The ocean continues to be a source of mystery and fascination for people of all walks of life, in part because we know so little about it. I'm Jim Itzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Every year we discover about 100 new species of fish, most of them from the sea, some from fresh waters that are little explored, but certainly in the ocean, everyone can be an explorer. It is really exciting to think that with a mask and flippers, it's possible to put your face in the sea and see something that no one, no human being has ever seen before.
Dr. Sylvia Earle is chief scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The sounds we're listening to were recorded underwater at Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
Technology is enabling us to really plan for doing some wonderful things underwater, living underwater, to go in submersibles, to, in due course, any depth, to have access throughout all of the planet. It is fundamental, it is necessary if we are to truly explore, to truly know this place. Words of advice to a young person interested in studying oceanography, simply do it, whether it's being a geologist or chemist or biologist or a poet or a writer, a musician, whatever it is, there is a place in the sea. It is, after all, just most of the planet. So whatever your interests are, whatever your talents are, there is a place to express that.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain now in a shape. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Well, I wanna get lost in the rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Well, I wanna get lost in the rock and roll and drift away. Understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now it's up to you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Well, I wanna get lost in the rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in the rock and roll and drift away. And when my mind is free, no melody can soothe me. And when I'm feeling blue,
the very first recording of Drift Away by John Kurtz from 1972, who recorded that several months before the big hit song for Dobie Gray. And before that, the first recording of Time Is On My Side from 1963 with Kai Winding and the Gospel Airs. All right, the Zimbo Trio Reza from a 45 released on Pacific Jazz back in 1966. And before that, the Zuzu Blues Band with Zuzu Man. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop. We're doing radio old school, and I'm digging through the crates, playing 45s, those 7-inch vinyl singles that you may have missed the first time around. If you'd like to correspond, you can email me. My email is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
Exploring Science and the Sea. The blue whale may be changing its tune. Recordings made over the last couple of decades show that the whales are talking at a lower pitch, and it's possible that the changes are intentional. The world's largest animal produces a variety of sounds. Some are short, like individual words or syllables. Others are longer, songs that can be heard for miles. Biologists aren't sure just what the sounds mean. They could play a role in mating, foraging, or even in keeping a comfortable distance between individuals. A recent study of blue whales off the coast of California found some interesting patterns. For one thing, males were more vocal than females, and they did a good bit of their talking at night. The whales produced songs mainly around dusk, and one type of sound that scientists had thought was related to feeding may not be. Instead, it may help the whales find their mates after they return from deep dives. Another study found that the whales make their sounds by blowing air over their vocal cords. That process allows them to control the pitch. Some researchers speculate that the whales are using that ability to compensate for changes in their environment. The seas have gotten louder in recent decades as global shipping has increased. And thanks to reduced hunting, the number of whales has increased too. So blue whales may be changing their tune. They may vocalize at a lower pitch, making it easier to stay in touch in the noisy oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you. will find you in the end. You find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love finds you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking will it find you. Cause true love is searching too. And how can it recognize you unless you step into the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. True love will find you in the end.
Charlie Alex Smart with his cover version of Daniel Johnston's In the End, and also from the same 45, a tune called When the Clouds Clear, and that's from Charlie Alex March, released back in 2007 on Loaf Records. And we started off with something from 2018, something relatively new, by Brain and Raskovich, Afro Flower, a 45 released on the Four Flies label. Say that seven times fast. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the Forgotten 45s show. Let's dig deeper into the crate.
Sleepy Hollow. Living in their sheltered world, curtains drawn across their windows. Can't even feel the wind blow. Sleepy hollow people, hearing only their own words, seeing not much past them.
Shady lane. the magazine.
A photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Talking too loud, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
The Bee Gees with one of their lesser-known tunes, New York Mining Disaster, 1941. Before that, we heard Both Sides of a 45 released by a band called The Paper Fortress. They were from California and included Larry Duncan on bass, Eddie Hodges on vocals, Joey Green on drums, and Don Ransom on flute. But there's not a whole lot known about that band. Great music. Paper Fortress with Butterfly High and Sleepy Hollow People. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. and online at classicalwscs.org. I've been celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Started back, in the previous millennium, if you can imagine that. Well, thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings.